We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, looking back on this week on Wall Street this past week, it was like a Dickens novel. It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times. You know, we capped off an enormous run back from the lows in March, and then almost gave it back in one day. When you don't know which way it's going to go, you go to Hugh Johnson, because he always knows. Hugh Johnson's been in this business forever. He's the chief investment officer and founder and partner of Hugh Johnson Advisors, and joins us now. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, David. I wish I always knew which way it was going to go. It's never easy, and this is not easy this time either.
Do you ever see anything like this one, though?
No, I haven't seen the kind of volatility that we've seen. You know, you had a February-March market that went down 35%, then a recovery of 45%. You don't get that level of volatility ordinarily in the markets, and we certainly got some volatility, and it's been very intimidating to lots and lots of investors, and I might add, so some professional investors as well. You know, it's been a very volatile time.
Yeah, in a normal market, the technicians would try to come in and say, well, you know, it's a V-shaped recovery, and here's the breakout, and here's the 200-day moving average. But we have all this fundamental news that keeps breaking out of, more COVID-19 or squabbling with the Chinese or the Russians. The market does pay attention to all those things, doesn't it?
Yeah, you bet, David. It always pays attention, and that's why you get some volatility. In other words, the news is big news, and it carries with it some good implications sometimes for the economy and some not-so-good implications. And so when you get some worries about, we call it the second wave of COVID-19, which is what we got yesterday, which was got very recently and caused or led to a very sharp decline, 5% plus decline in the stock market. You get a really big news. That's big news, and it carries with it very negative implications for the U.S. economy if it were ever to unfold or transpire. At the same time, somebody comes along and tells you that we're not going to close down the economy like the Secretary of the Treasury. That's good news, and the market goes up with not as much vigor as it went down, but nevertheless recovers some. So the news is coming out regularly, and it's very big news, and the markets reflect it.
You know, the Thursday sell-off, at least to our way of thinking, was it had something to do also with the fact that we'd gone up 9,000 Dow points since March the 23rd. Yeah. I mean, you got to take a breather from time to time, right?
Yeah, when you get a market that's up 45% in a very brief period of time, you know, the expression too far, too fast certainly starts to roll off your lips very easily. I do the numbers. I try to crunch the numbers. I try to become sort of rational about this thing, analytical, shall we say. And I would say it got up to being about 15% above the level it should be at now. It's overvalued. Price-earnings ratios, technical stuff like that got too high. And so I think part of it is when something comes along as a sort of an excuse for investors to take some money off the table to sell. The excuse was the concerns about a second wave, and investors took that as an opportunity to sell when the market was, quite frankly, too far, too fast, and overvalued.
So you're supposed to buy when the blood is running in the streets, and you want to buy low and sell high. So they're still pretty low. They're lower now than they were, on Wednesday. Are you doing any buying? Are you looking around?
No. No, not yet. As I do the numbers, it's great to see that they come down to levels that make more sense. But I think they've got to go down even further to make more sense. Now, not a lot, 8% in the current quarter, maybe a little bit more beyond that. No, they're not quite frankly at levels which I would really just sort of jump in. I'm not really pessimistic. I think, you know, that investors, generally speaking, are optimistic they're going to recover from the second quarter, which will be a terrible quarter, the worst in history by a lot, maybe down 30-35% contraction in the economy. And we're going to recover from that in the third and fourth quarters and in 2021. I think investors see that coming, and so they're kind of willing to buy, but I think they want a really much better entry point, and that's a little lower than we are now. That's just my opinion. Everybody else, I mean, I could be wrong, and others could be certainly
well, so,
right.
So what do you do with cash right now? I mean, do you put it in a money market fund and get a quarter of a percent, or do you hedge yourself with a little bit of gold? Or, I mean, bonds, you don't make much more than money market funds.
No.
What do you do?
It's a toughie, David. There's no question it's a tough one. But I think there are times when you should hold cash. So if you put a little bit of cash build up in your portfolio and you wait for a more opportune time, if you're good at identifying those times, I don't think you're making a real big mistake. And, you know, if I'm right, the market goes down a little bit from here, you're going to sleep at night, and you'll also have the cash available to, you know, buy some stocks at hopefully lower levels eventually. And I think everybody should keep one thing in mind, that when you have very sharp declines, bear markets that are accompanied by recessions, pandemics that are lead to very sharp declines in stock prices, the one thing they all have in common is they all end, and they're all followed by a better market. And I think this will be the same outcome this time. You're just going to have to be patient and hold on to your seat.
So as a professional, you draw on your experience. And, I mean, I guess you saw the Arab oil embargo and the crash of mm-hmm. 87 and another one in 99 and the end of the world as we knew it in 2008 and 9. You draw on your experience for those sort of things to make it through something like this?
You sure do, because what you learn from experiences such as that, and I remember in particular the 87 crash, what you learn is just what I said, is that they all end and they all are followed by better market conditions. And if you're patient, you hang in there. You know, one thing you do learn is that when the markets decline to the extent that they declined in the February-March period, or what might decline in the future, you know, that's I know it's scary. I know you lose a little sleep at night, but you got to recognize that that's what real opportunities are created. And it's very tough to jump in and buy stocks when they're going down the magnitude that much. But believe me, that's opportunity, and that's the time to do it. So you learn to buy when things are getting really dire, when we're at an emotional extreme on the downside, sell when we're at an emotional extreme on the upside. You learn a little bit about that over time.
So is that true with foreign stocks? Because it's become so much easier to invest in the emerging markets or international markets.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been beat up pretty badly, too. Is there opportunity there?
Yeah, there is opportunity there. But I would keep in mind, that especially when you look at some of the emergings, you take a look at the relative performance, the performance of those markets versus the performance of the U.S. markets, and you might reach the conclusion that I've reached for about 8 years, and that is I've got better opportunity in the U.S. markets, and that's where I feel a lot more comfortable. So I've stayed away from them because their performance has not been particularly good, and I don't see any change in that anytime soon. Maybe, but I don't see it.
Yeah, and at least you know how the U.S. companies cook the books. You just never know how they're cooking the books in some of those emerging markets.
That's right.
Hugh Johnson is Chief Investment Officer, founder of Hugh Johnson Advisors, and knows a lot more than we've forgotten. It's good to have you with us, sir.
David, it's always my pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080. For more of our conversation with Hugh Johnson, go to krld.com/CEO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.